Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book The Millionaire Next Door, The Surprising Secrets of America's Wealthy. After years of research, in this book Stanley and Danko share strategies or secrets of ordinary American people that have accumulated wealth to the point of becoming millionaires. Its main premise is that people who look rich may not actually be rich, they overspend often on symbols of wealth, but actually have modest portfolios and sometimes big debts. On the other hand, actual millionaires tend to live in middle-income neighborhoods, drive economical cars, wear simple watches and buy suits off the rack. Let me ask you a question: what is your impression of millionaires? Do they go to high-end venues, wear luxury watches, drive exotic cars, buy yachts, live in mansions, build wine cellars, and enjoy luxury brands? If your answer is yes, chances are you've been duped by the carefully created image of the rich in the media. Real millionaires don't look like this. They don't splurge. They're frugal and low-key. They may even be living next door. Those who wear gold and silver are the typical rich, illusion created by the consumer market, which poses two problems. First, it makes us feel that the kind of life wealthy people have is unattainable to us, which means is far away from us, and no matter what we do, we wouldn't be able to keep up with that. Second, it induces us to imitate the typical rich model deliberately and embark on the road of high consumption as the pseudo-rich. Once falling into the consumption trap carefully arranged by the consumption age, a person can hardly rely on their own consciousness to get out. The Millionaire Next Door also reveals the truth about the pseudo-rich. What is a pseudo-rich? It's someone who has high income but also high consumption of their made-up needs, making it difficult or nearly impossible to save and accumulate wealth regardless of what he or she does. They cater to the typical rich illusion of the age of consumption. As a result, they may seem to have a high standard of living but will never achieve financial freedom. In contrast, true millionaires do not get caught up in the lifestyle of appearances. The book is a highly statistical exploration of America's millionaires, which consists of households who have a net worth of $1 to $10 million. The authors, both of them being scholars, were studying and researching the profiles of the wealthy, and accidentally found a very interesting pattern of consumption, investment, and savings within them, what they like to call the hidden secrets of the wealthy. As a result, Stanley turned these observations into a series of bestsellers of wealthy people, the most influential of which was The Millionaire Next Door. After it was published in 1996, it stayed on the New York Times bestseller list for 88 weeks and sold for more than 1 million copies. He explains that the public's view of wealth is wrong. Income and wealth are not the same. Both the rich and the pseudo-rich have high incomes, but the rich accumulate much more wealth than the pseudo-rich. Second, one can hardly become a millionaire through luck, inheritance, high social status, or even high intelligence. Still, one can accumulate wealth through self-restraint, frugality, and hard work, eventually becoming a real millionaire. Next, we will uncover the essence of this book, The Millionaire Next Door, in three parts. Part 1, How to Define the Rich. Part 2, How are rich people made? Part 3, How do ordinary people become rich? Let's take a look at the first part now. What is rich? What is it to be rich? In Stanley's standard, the rich are people with a significant amount of net worth. Net worth is the present value of a person's assets minus his or her liabilities. If you have a net worth of more than $1 million, you are a millionaire, and you are rich. Based on this definition, only 3.5% of the 100 million households in America are considered rich. About 95% of millionaires in America have a net worth of between $1 million and $10 million. To get hands on primary data, Stanley uses two research methods. One is to send questionnaires by mail in a high net worth community. For example, from June 1995 until January 1996, he selected 3,000 households. A total of 1,115 surveys were completed in time to be included in his analysis. Out of the 1,115 respondents, 385 had a household net worth of $1 million or more. The complementary method is to conduct industry-specific surveys of professions that are generally considered well-paid, such as lawyers, doctors, executives, professors, and entrepreneurs. According to the analysis, the typical American millionaires are first-generation rich who have received no inheritance and live in a home worth as little as $320,000 in the average neighborhood. Most of these millionaires are self-employed and have monotonous careers, working 45 to 55 hours a week. Above all, they value saving and investing, spend very conservatively, and are passionate about philanthropy. You see, the image of millionaires based on first-hand survey data is not quite the same as the image we see in the media. In fact, the real rich people are thrifty, accustomed to delaying consumption, and have long-term plans for the future. So, to know how far we are from becoming rich, the book introduces a simple quantitative way to calculate your net worth to test whether someone is more like rich people or more like poor people. In addition, you can check whether you are on the right path to wealth accumulation. You can think of the calculation of expected net worth as the formula of the rich. The algorithm is simple: multiply your age times your realized pre-tax annual household income from all sources except inheritances. Divide by 10. This less any inherited wealth is what your net worth should be. Mr. Anthony O. Duncan, for example, is 41 and earns $155,000 a year. Divide 41 years by 10 to get an age factor of 4.1, multiplied by $155,000 to give Duncan his supposed net worth of $635,500. If a person's actual net worth does not meet this expected net worth, they are not doing well. An expert at accumulating wealth is defined as having an actual net worth twice as high as expected. For example, if Duncan's actual net worth is twice of his expected net worth or $635,500 multiplied by 2, which is $1.271 million, he would be a prodigious accumulator of wealth, PAW. If he has less than half of his expected net worth, which is $318,000, he is an under-accumulator of wealth, UAW. The formula of the rich is simple and easy to follow. Anyone can do the math to see if he or she is on a path of becoming wealthy or part of the pseudo-rich group. In other words, if they are becoming wealthier or poorer. The age factor in this formula contains the implicit assumption that the older someone is, the longer he or she has had to accumulate wealth. As mentioned earlier, high income does not make someone rich. Many pseudo-rich people have even a higher income than the rich. There are 25 million American households with an annual income of more than $50,000 and 7 million households with more than $100,000. That's a high income, but most of these families have only amassed a low level of wealth and live from paycheck to paycheck. The typical American middle-class family with a net worth of less than $15,000 excluding their mortgage would survive only a month or two after losing their job. They are the victims of this age of consumption, and they should be the biggest beneficiaries of this book. Let's look at a classic case of high-income, low-wealth accumulation, Mr. Friend. Last year, Mr. Friend's income was approximately $221,000. Given his age 48, his net worth should be $1,060,800 and become one of the millionaires. However, Friend's actual net worth is only a quarter of that figure, making him an under-accumulator of wealth. You may ask, how is it possible to have only such a small amount of net worth with such a high income? It's because Mr. Friend is an extreme consumer. He owns 2 boats and 6 cars, 2 of which he rents and 4 of which he bought on credit. However, only 3 members of the family drive. Friend is also a member of 2 clubs, buys clothes from the best shops, wears watches worth more than $5,000, and even owns a holiday apartment. Friend works very hard and makes a lot of money. In the United States, not everyone can make $220,000 a year. But why does Friend spend so much? He was born poor, and he grew up in a house his family built out of old wood and other scraps. When he was young, Friend vowed to live better than his father, own a nice house in a nice neighborhood, become a member of an exclusive club, dress the whole family, and drive a fancy car. For Friend, living well is about showing off his high income by spending on various high-quality goods. He never thought of setting up a portfolio investment plan and getting income from capital gains, sounds meaningless to him. Is Friend a rich man? Based on income level, definitely. But in terms of net worth, he is a poor accumulator of wealth. From the point of view of spending habits, he is a standard pseudo-rich. In fact, to become rich is to widen the difference between income and consumption as much as possible, a bit like the classic math problem about the reservoir we all did when we were children. The reservoir has an inlet pipe and an outlet pipe. The reservoir does not get filled when the inlet pipe and outlet pipe are working at roughly the same rate, and people do not become millionaires when they earn and spend at roughly the same level. The problem for the pseudo-rich is that the outlet pipe is too thick. The problem for the poor is that the inlet pipe is too thin. Only the rich can live below their means, keeping the inflow pipe faster than the outflow pipe and keeping the reservoir of their wealth ever fuller. We have concluded the first part. We talked about a rich person being someone who has a lot of net worth. A millionaire is considered to have a net worth of more than $1 million. We can quantify a person's expected net worth through the formula of the rich to see if they are on the right path to accumulating wealth. The person whose actual net worth exceeds the expected net worth level twice is a prodigious accumulator of wealth. Under accumulator of wealth refers to people possessing less than half their expected net worth. Many of the under-accumulators of wealth are pseudo-rich. They have a good income, but they spend it all, and they have accumulated very little net worth. So high earners do not equal rich people. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.